I was born bold.
Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. It's now time for Taking Care of Fitness with Jimmy the Tyrant Taylor.
Fresh, sparkling water at the push of a button. SodaStream. Better for you, better for the planet.
Well, I tell you what, we have got some great prizes for our best calls or texts. Brand new SodaStream machine, if you don't mind. Thanks to our great mates at SodaStream. Fresh, sparkling water, push of a button. SodaStream, better for you, better for the planet. And Wispy, Chemist Warehouse have been magnificent. A health and fitness pack, which we will continue to give away. Make today count. Informed, sport-approved range of INC sports nutrition supplements from Chemist Warehouse.
That's right, Gary, and you might need to mute your computer there. I think there's still some noise coming through there in the background.
Sorry,
is that right? Okay, was that you?
That was me, yep.
I love hearing you, but not in duplicate or triplicate or whatever quadra sound, whatever it is.
The tyrant, massive accident on North Road heading towards Brighton, and the road's being closed inbound. That's Trumpy from Bayswater, so appreciate that. Be a little bit careful out there on the roads. Righto, time for our very good friend who we've missed enormously.
G'day, Gary. G'day, Tim. How are you both?
Well, we're both great. Waiting for your Rocky music to introduce you. That's what we're waiting for, Tyron. I would have given you a bigger build-up.
I didn't want to just jump in.
No. How are you travelling? I know, like everyone, small business, big business, we're all suffering. We've all got some pain. You've had to close the doors on the Richmond and Northcote gyms?
Yeah, that's right. So we've closed the doors. We did that after the Andrews announcement. So, you know, along with everybody else, and trying to keep engaged with all of our members and clients. So we're putting workouts up online. So that's what we're doing at the moment, as a lot of others are.
Okay. So how does that all work?
So we're just using InstaLive at the moment. So you go on Instagram. You know, some people are just creating an Instagram account, no photos, no anything, just creating it. And then we do a workout. We do a live workout at 11 o'clock, and that stays up for 24 hours until we do the next one, and it just keeps replacing it. So that's what we're doing at the moment until we have it more professionally built on our website.
Hey, Jimmy, there's nothing like music to get you up and about. I just want to play you my favourite up and about, get you going type music, and then I want others to maybe send some nominations in, because music can do this. This is the thing that's been getting me up and about since the first time I heard it. Have a listen to this. Are you loving that, Jimmy?
Magnificent. That is magnificent. Makes me want to do push-ups.
I reckon you just reach for a barbell then, Jimmy. Hey, send them through. Nominate your favourite up and about, getting you motivated type music. Gary, have you got a favourite little track or a tune that gets you up and about?
No, I'll think about it.
I know you have a love of music.
Jimmy knows when we work out, he and I and one other, that the music choice is not left to me, is it, Tyrant?
No. And the one suggestion that Gary has made is somebody by the name of Paolo Nintini, I believe. That's what we worked out twice.
Right. Now, Tyrant, people are at home. They mightn't have weights. They mightn't have a bike. They mightn't have an elliptical or whatever the case may be. What can they be doing just to keep themselves in reasonable
neck? Absolutely. You can get creative. There's a bit of a shortage at the moment. I'm even hearing that gyms are getting broken into and dumbbells and kettlebells are getting stolen. And you never would have thought that would have happened. But I've been getting good word from quite a few gyms have been broken into. And, yeah, weights are taken. Equipment's getting taken, because a lot of your Rebel Sports or, you know, your other gyms, they're out of stock. So they're hard to get. So
what do we do?
Well, what we can do is a couple of solutions. Well, look, there's your household items like your tin soup. You can use your laundry detergent, bottles, things like that. A big water bottle. A lot of people are carrying these big water bottles around at the moment. But you can also look at using things like, for a skipping rope, use an extension cord. You might have a 2-meter extension cord. You can use that.
Unplug it first.
Don't drag the kettle along behind you.
You can even get, you know, a bucket or a bag and fill it full of sand or dirt, yep. You know, use that, like anything that you can get a good load on, a good resistance on is good to use.
And always the sort of body weight, like the push-ups and the chin-ups and the dips. I mean, you can get yourself a real good workout without needing anything, really.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely can. You don't need weights. You can do a great, efficient, effective workout. And more importantly, just get the heart rate up and get a good sweat up, and you can easily do that with no weight at all.
And what about if you've got some stairs in your house as well, Jimmy?
Yep, great. Run up and down them, lunge up and down them. If you've got a hallway in your house, you can, if it's carpeted, you can flip over a couple of Tupperware lids. You can put your hands on that or your feet on that and do some ab work.
Yes.
You can do some, the good old, like a poor man's sled, you can just put your hands on a couple of margarine lids and run up and down the hall.
So if you don't know what that means.
Use some socks.
What?
So Tim, so that's like a crawl out. So you get you put your hands on the two margarine lids, right? If you've got carpet.
Yeah.
And then you gotta walk yourself down the carpet with your hands on the floor and you're just walking down. You go up and back the passage three or four times. I tell you what, that's a hard workout.
Okay, so what does that do for you though? Which part of you are you working out here? Your margarine. What are you working out?
Yeah. So if you're doing running with it where your hands are just static on the margarine lids, you're using a lot of your legs, your hip flexors there, a lot of your core, and even your front shoulder muscles, front delt, and triceps with a static hold.
Okay, and how many times do you have to butter up and do this before you get some benefit from it?
All right, so if you've got a 10-metre, this is one you can do. 10-metre hallway, go up and down there as quick as you can 10 times, leaving your hands on the margarine lids or the Tupperware lids. If you've got polished floorboards, put your socks on, put some woolly socks on your hands. Up and down that as quick as you can 10 times, so that'd be 100 metres. You'll be gassed.
Yeah, well, hey, we've got great suggestions coming through. Bricks on broomsticks. I've been bench pressing with two kids. Send through how you've been a bit creative. So I love it, the margarine tubs. Go on, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, it's magnificent. It is. You're getting people getting creative doing anything. So we've been doing these online workouts and people have been sending in their pictures using jars of pickles, using anything, even a deodorant can. It's funny.
Whatever you can. And get out and have a walk or a bike ride if you can. Jimmy, fantastic, mate. We'll give away some soda streams. We'll give away our Chemist Warehouse Health and Fitness pack. And we'll stay in touch, my friend. Look after yourself.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And, if everyone can just make sure they keep the routine. If they've got extra time, now's a great time to start. So keep being active, important.
Great point, as always. Jimmy the Tyrant Taylor, 7 o'clock news upon us after this. Sammy Edmund will update us with the latest in the world of AFL footy. We'll take some calls and then the third instalment of the adventures of Whippy Watson. I was
born. Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. We are about to launch into our third edition of the Adventures of Whippy Watson. Now, the thing about this, Wisp, is we will write our little bit or contribute our bit, but the main part about it is your contributions out there. So the text 0433, the speckled text is open, 0433 98 11 16. Your contributions are what makes the segment. I certainly have the last 2 days. And so send through where you think this is going. The story is ever evolving, and I will pick it up here. Well, Adrian Dodoro, Paul Vanderhaar and Mark Harvey think they've stolen the march on the rest of the competition. Their arch rivals, Carlton, have got wind of the fact that a roly-poly little fat 13-year-old by the name of Whippy Watson may just be the next big thing. Blues legends Styx Kernaghan and Diesel Williams have been dispatched in one of the Pratt family's private jets to try and get to Whippy in Dimbuka before the Bomber boys can get there. Somehow, however, they've convinced the pilot to land in Ballarat where they loaded up on KFC and Crown Lagers. When the Carlton CEO, Little Kane, rang them to find out where they are, it didn't sound good.
Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Baby, stand by your man.
Meanwhile, north of the border, Sydney too have heard about the extraordinarily talented, slightly overweight teenager. After a wildly successful period, the club has stalled. They need an injection of talent, a player to not only ignite the team, but to also capture the hearts and imagination of this huge city starved of wonder and delight. Deep in the recesses of the club, the president, a flamboyant doc with a love of shapely young females, and an equally flamboyant recruiting officer, a former player with a love for tight-fitting garments, hatch a dastardly plan to snatch the tubby teenager talent from under Essendon's nose. The recruiting officer is considered a genius at his craft and loves the adulation.
And no one knows him in Sydney, where actually they know me, the god. I'm hoping he can make an impact. Sydney love the heroes, such as Warwick Kappa.
Outside, in the car park, a hot pink helicopter awaits. In the dead of the night, the odd couple take flight on this precocious mission.
Oh dear, the twists and turns of this. Meanwhile, the footy world in meltdown with a major AFL investigation unfolding at the Essendon Football Club. Oh, not again. Ken Wood and a team of 10 have descended upon CEO Xavier Campbell's office after a leaked email tends to indicate that Campbell is buying his suits from the Tarot Cash wholesale store, unpicking the labels and stitching on fake Gucci and Ralph Lauren labels that he makes himself. The interrogation techniques that Ken Wood has been using are very controversial, but highly effective and have yielded great results.
Ah! Pressure point! Pressure point!
Whippy. Whippy, meanwhile, is oblivious to the drama that's unfolding around him. The 13-year-old idly spends his time hanging around the local IGA bottle shop, staring wistfully at the local Chardonnays and Rieslings. One day, I'll make my own exotic white wine, he says dreamily, as the faint rumble of a V8 panel van can be heard in the background and a Gulfstream G500 with the whirring blades of a helicopter speed towards the Dimbuka Airport.
Knife's edge.
Hey?
Knife's edge.
0433 98 11 16. Where's it going? Right now, we've got Essendon on the way in the panel van. We've got the jet of the Pratts with Diesel. And that didn't, geez, did they sound like they were having a good time on the jet? Diesel and Sticks. I don't think they're going to get there in time, Wisp. And Warwick Capron is heading up there on the helicopter. Where is this going? 0433 98 11 16. Any of your thoughts are greatly appreciated. Whippy Watson Whippers is just, it's going nuts at the moment. We've already had the Surely I Am Your Pilot Gronewegen should be flying the private jet. We had that one the other day, so thanks for that. So just send through your suggestion.
I'm also hearing from Xavier Campbell. He's writing another episode as we speak.
Oh, dear. Your front bar situation is also getting lots of text messages coming through as well. So just for those that didn't catch us this morning, you had a little cameo?
Just a little cameo. There was just an audience of one last night, and I was just asked to do a couple of facial reactions to what might have been going on during the program, Gary. And the feedback's been really powerful and strong this morning too, Gary.
It hasn't. Here's a little twist that we didn't see coming.
What happened?
Meanwhile, in AFL news, the field marshal, Sam Edmund, is reporting that rival codes are circling with a multi-million-dollar offer targeting the young prodigy Whippy Watson. A large media contingent has gathered at Tullamarine, and Mark Robinson has asked, can the AFL help Essendon with cash to secure Whippy Watson? Gillen responds to Robbo, cash? No cash here. Here, no cash.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash, right? Cash, no. Robbo?
No cash.
Hey, Gary, this just came through. I'm not sure what I was just listening to, but boy, oh boy, it might be the highlight of the day at the rate of this isolation. Hey, just on that point about how many people might be out there vying for Whippy Watson's services, there may be an international voice that surfaces at some stage very soon too. He's been spotted by a NFL recruiting man who happened to be wandering through Dimbuka on a round-the-world odyssey, and he's apparently called Bill Belichick back at the Patriots. They are very, very keen on what they've seen.
If you get Bill Belichick on the adventures of Whippy Watson, then that's the highlight for me. But this one here, perhaps the Roo Boy comes bounding out of the Dimbuka bushland. There was a suggestion yesterday that Dennis Pagan went up to recruit Whippy Watson and stopped and saw Craig Scholl and took him instead. They wouldn't take Craig Scholl over Whippy Watson, would they?
No way. Who else was on the jet? Was it just the two of them? Was it just was Dick Pratt there and Diesel and Sticks, or just Diesel and Sticks?
No, just Sticks and Diesel. They remember famously they went up to a final on the jet and had a bucket of KFC and a slab of Crown Lagers.
Yeah, I remember. That
sounds very much like how you'd go. Can we get some audio tomorrow from Dr. Littleston? Will you be able to organise that, Wisp, or not?
I'm going to do my level best to be able to get as many people as I can to play cameo roles in this.
All right, keep sending them through. It is time. Kia offers value you can trust. Australia's best 7-year warranty across the entire Kia range. Time for the 7:30 news from a cafe coffee. We'll be back shortly. I was
born. Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great of you to join us on this day, the 26th of March. It's Thursday. Taking your calls, 1300 736 736, when you want to have a chat. 0433 98 11 16. Messages coming through. Keep us nice and entertained. Wisp, now you had a bit of a thought before we introduced Jakey Lever about introducing some sort of competition to keep us all interested, Wisp.
Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday, Gary, while I was out walking, and I don't know whether it's taken place anywhere in the world now, but there's been so much conversation about toilet paper. I was thinking about whether or not we reintroduce the great world of sport, Jim Cleary, longest kick type competition with a toilet roll.
I love it.
How far do you reckon you could boot a toilet roll?
I think we need to find that out, and let's ask Jakey. Now, Jakey Lever's a nice kick. I'm not sure if he's the longest kick in the competition, but he might be the longest dunny roll kicker. He joins us on the line. Go, Jakey.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Great of you to join us. Not that you've got too much else to do, although you have got, congratulations, a little six-week-old baby. So this might be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it is keeping me busy at the minute. I guess at times like this, you've got to look at the silver lining. And for me, it's obviously spending time with my son, and it's been a good experience so far, but obviously with everything going on in the world at the minute, it has been difficult.
We'll get back to Tim's idea a little bit later on. We'll get through some of the more serious stuff. And right now it's a pay... Is it a pay dispute? How are you reading it?
Oh, look, I think it's something that's been very difficult at the minute for all players, and obviously the AFLPA and the AFL to be working through. And I think for me at the minute, it's understanding that it's probably something that could potentially take, 3-4 months, but it has to be done in a very short amount of time. And I think you've already seen that the players are happy to be able to take, a pay cut in obviously the months that we're not playing, and then the AFLPA and the AFL are obviously working together on what that looks like. If and when we get started for season 2020, because the feeling around definitely our club, and I could imagine that it's there around all clubs, is we just obviously want to get back playing, and understanding that at the minute you look at it, or I look at it as it's something that's bigger than football at the minute. It's a world health pandemic, and there's things going on in the world right now that, and AFL football and football is probably a minute thing in it. But, yeah, obviously it's very hard at the minute. But, we're just, personally I'm putting myself and my trust into the AFLPA, and hoping that those in the AFL can work it out pretty soon.
Hey, good morning to you, Jake. How is that being communicated to you via the AFLPA, that messaging?
Yeah, obviously, as I said, it's something that would probably take a long time, and it's obviously, you know, going really quickly at the minute. So we're getting updates on emails almost daily at the minute. And, you know, I think we had a conference call about a week ago. Obviously, when this all really started to ramp up, it was probably around the time that we didn't really know whether, you know, AFL round one was going to go ahead. So, yeah, we're basically getting emails daily on just updates and just making sure that if any players actually have questions on anything, we're getting updated by our AFLPA.
What did you feel like yesterday when Lee Matthews' comments were made public that he said he'd lost a lot of respect for the playing group? And this is the man, that the best player in the competition, from a player's point of view, they play for the Lee Matthews medal. How did that make you feel?
Oh, look, I think it's difficult, you know, to hear those comments. But in the end, I think it's just a situation that, you know, no one's ever been through. So for us as players, for the AFL, for the AFL clubs, it's obviously a really difficult situation that we're going through right now. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, there's no textbook to be able to get out and actually, you know, be able to look at and then obviously go off that. So it's obviously a really difficult situation. And, you know, I guess the comments like that, you do sit back and do ponder. But for us and the AFL, I think it's just working out, you know, what that looks like over the next few months. Because as I said, I really want to get back playing and I want to get the fans back in the stadium. And obviously when, you know, fit and healthy to do so, I think that's really important.
Jake, we're talking to Jake Lever from the Demons. Jake, have you been watching the news services? Are you seeing all these people lining up outside Centrelink? And, you know, what's been your reaction to that? Do you feel like you've got a real handle as a player that, you know, and this is not a criticism of you or any other player, because it is a bubble that you guys live in. It's a different world that you do live in. Do you think you've got a grasp now on the average everyday person and how they're living and how this is affecting them?
Yeah, I have been watching the news. Obviously, it's really important to make sure you just watch it once or twice a day, because obviously it can really explode on you, and it obviously is really difficult to watch at the minute. And yeah, for me, I think it is really hard. You know, it's not just the everyday Australians. You know, it's some of my close mates are doing the exact same thing as these guys are doing, you know, lining up in Centrelink. And you do definitely get to see the everyday Australian life that you do see. But for us, like, I think it's really important to put out there that, you know, footballers are going to be the exact same. I just saw an Instagram, I'm not sure if it was for real, but a Richmond Tiger, you know, a person that I played football with, he was out working this morning trying to earn money as a sign man on road construction. So I think it is really important to understand that AFL players are going through the same things. There's going to be people in the AFL world, especially players, that are going to have to put up their houses for sale because of this situation. And we're just like everyone else. You know, you said that we're in a bit of a bubble, but we are going to be the exact same as, you know, most Australians, you know, losing their jobs and, you know, hopefully not, but losing houses and having to put it up for sale and things like that. So it is very difficult to comprehend at the minute. And obviously, as I said, it's not something that's ever been seen, you know, in the last 100 years. So it is really hard to work through.
And I appreciate, and we all appreciate that. And it's a PR, I don't want to call it a PR battle, a PR war, because it's more important than that. But the perception at the moment is something that is very hard to swing for you blokes. Does that frustrate you?
Oh, look, I think it does. But in the end, I think it's just really, as you said then, Gary, like, it is absolutely at the minute bigger than football. And we understand that. And it's just really, you know, it's difficult talking about it because it's so open and there's nothing ever been done like this before. And I think for us, it's just really important that we work through things. And in the end, the AFL, the AFL clubs, the AFL players want to get back to playing footy. But obviously that's, you know, at the back of our minds at the minute, just with the health and safety of the community and the rising numbers of, you know, COVID-19 in Australia at the minute. We're just trying to follow all the regulations, you know, training by ourselves, everything like that, you know, to hopefully not spread the disease and flatten the curve.
How are you finding that whole training process? Did you have a couple of down days, or are you one of those guys that don't have any trouble whatsoever motivating yourself and getting out there and training, or staying at home doing whatever you can to keep yourself fit and conditioned? Are you finding it easy, or are you finding it already difficult?
Oh, look, I think for us, we played on the Sunday, so obviously we were the last game. So yesterday was the first time that we had to train. But, I think it was difficult. But, you know, you always have that motivation of, you know, hopefully in 8 to 10 weeks we'll be back playing footy. So that's really important that we do keep that fitness and, you know, ball skills stuff up and everything like that. It was interesting for me yesterday, handballing the ball against the wall and kicking against the wall. Down at my local parking queue. So that was difficult. But, yeah, look, I think that every single AFL player will be motivated to be able to get back and put on a show for the fans, whether that's with crowds, without crowds. We just want to get back playing footy. And I'm sure everyone will be motivated to get back playing.
I'm going to have to ask the tough one. Maybe with footy not being played for the next however many months, but the performance against the Eagles... Give me your. I know you take your footy seriously, as everyone does, but you're a bit of a student of it. Give us your assessment of it for the Melbourne supporters who are a bit frustrated.
Oh yeah, look, I think for us it was pretty frustrating. You know, I guess looking back and you know, feeling like that you've had a little bit of control in the game against probably one of the best teams in the competition, especially from where we've come last year. I think on one side of the story, it's pretty pleasing. I think we had 10 more inside 50s than Eagles, and that shows that, you know, obviously we've got control of the ball, we're locking it out half, and obviously then the flip side of that is understanding that we weren't able to connect and, you know, kick the ball inside 50 to our forwards' advantage and things like that. So I look at it as, you know, a positive in that point of view, but definitely a thing to work on over the next 10 weeks, whether that's with, you know, the one person that we're allowed to train with or just by yourself, making sure that that connection inside 50, you can see how vital that inside 50 connection at the end of the play is. And on the weekend, we weren't good enough at it. And that's pretty frustrating, especially, you know, people that... You know, like myself, who sit in the back line and, you know, sometimes it's myself or, you know, some of our high backs kicking the ball in. It's just something that we have to put a premium on, because you can see that it can really cost games. But, you know, to Eagles' credit, you know, McGovern, Barras, Shannon Hearn, these guys were just able to pick us off. And, I don't think we really kicked the ball into our forwards like we should.
Yes, indeed, and I agree with all of that. And we'll have to wait, make sure these next couple of months we get it right. Whispers?
Jakey, now I don't know if you heard in the intro just about this toilet roll thing that we're talking about, and it's not a frivolous thing. You can reuse the toilet roll. You don't destroy a toilet roll if you take it for a kick. I've done this thing myself. I've had Brando.
Wrap it in plastic, Wisp.
I've had Brando. You can wrap it in plastic. You can, a bit of Glad Wrap,
so
or whatever you
don't want
you
to
like,
waste Jake. It, that's all.
We're not going to waste it, and there's plenty of toilet rolls out there anyway. There is plenty of toilet paper. Jake, how far do you reckon you could hoist a toilet roll?
Yeah, well, I did hear Gary in the intro say that I'm not the longest kick in the AFL, and he has got that absolutely right, for sure. I reckon I wouldn't be able to kick over 40 metres on my best day. So, toilet roll, I'd be pushing, you know, the required distance to take a mark, I reckon, 15 metres. That's all I'd be able to. That's all I'd be able to kick it, I reckon.
Okay, can you get yourself out there and just let us know? Our producer will recontact you and just tell us how far you're able to hoist a toilet roll, because you, being the first one, will be our clubhouse leader.
All right, perfect. Well, I'll be first for 1 week. That's great. I'll do it tomorrow once I'm training. So I'm having a kick with big Sammy Wiedemann tomorrow, so I'll make sure that we'll have a kick-to-kick early on with the toilet roll.
Perfect.
Better than kicking with Charlie Spargo, because you'd be too close together. I'm not sure you can get the 20-metre distance.
No, that's fair enough. I'm sure Charlie knows that too.
That's a bit cruel on my behalf. Hey, Jake, thanks for joining us, mate. We appreciate it.
No, thank you very much, boys.
On you, Jake.
Jake Lever. And I'm watching the messaging come through, and 85% of it are smacking the players, which is basically... I understand why, because, you know, that they're hurting, people are hurting out there and they think that these guys are different. But there are others that have said that he's speaking very well and from the heart, which is some nice positive feedback.
And you talk about that bubble. You know, like you and I, we live in a bubble, or we live a different world compared to others. A teacher lives a different world compared to ours. A plumber. Like, everybody has their own reality. That reality is a result of the function of what they do and how they live their lives, where they live their lives, their, all that type of thing, right? So I know people are going to smash the players, but their reality is their reality. Okay, now, they may need to get some perspective, some of them. They do live in a bubble, and they do need to understand what's going on out there in the world. But for them, this is real to them, what they're experiencing, okay? So I understand why people want to smash the AFL players and other people, but I just reckon we just all need to just have a little bit more understanding and a little bit more compassion for each other.
Let's not turn on each other right now, folks.
Exactly.
We're all hurting, there's no doubt, and we want them to get through this, the players, Wiss, because without them, if there's some impasse that comes to bear and they can't come to terms or to come to grips, both the AFL and the players, well, then where are we going to be?
Exactly. Exactly.
No,
couldn't agree
no
with you more.
No one to go and watch. All right,
let's couldn't agree with them more. We'll come out of this at some stage.
1-300-736-736. We'll take your calls on this issue or anything. 1-300-736-736.